Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, you get $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Yeah, this is TJ.
Hey, good morning, TJ. How can we help you, bro?
Man, what's going on with you, man? I'm trying to get back in contact with my girl, man. She kind of done left me hanging, man, you know. It ain't really no big issue or nothing like that, man. I know we can work it out. Halloween was just on Saturday, man, so I took the kids out, you know, trick-or-treating, and she don't celebrate Halloween and this and that, but she ain't never tell me why. So she feel like I'm bringing the devil into the house. So I got kids, you know, from a past relationship, and she got kids from a past relationship. So, you know, I had my son and whatnot. We going trick-or-treat, you know, and her daughter, she was at that crib too. So I'm like, shoot, I can get them matching outfits, you know, and woo-de-woo, we go trick-or-treating together, you know, but she wasn't feeling that, man. So
can I ask you, what kind of costume did you get the little girl?
Oh, Catwoman. You know, ooh, my friend was Batman.
That's aggressive, friend.
So she had a bodysuit on?
Who put it on her?
She put it on herself.
Yeah, okay.
How
were
you taking?
Shout out, I'm trying to get this man caught up in the next. All right, what's the lady's name?
Her name Eva, but you can call her Eo.
Eve, okay, Eve. Okay, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make an attempt to get her on the phone. Don't say anything until we cue you in. Put your phone on mute, man, and we're going to try our best to make this work for you, TJ, all right?
All right, thank you, man.
Now if she decides to take you back, you get $100, man. Maybe you can take on a good date or buy a new Bible or something. Okay. He put the little girl. He done bought the little girl cat.
That's aggressive.
Man.
And her mama don't celebrate Halloween.
If we don't eat beef, we don't eat beef. And then you gonna bring me a filet mignon steak in? What's dog?
I'd be so thrown off.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I speak with Eva, please.
Is she?
Hey, Eva, don't be trying to put your soft voice on this morning, Eva.
I'm trying to figure out who's calling me.
You trying to figure out who's calling you?
Yes.
Well, Eva, listen, this is good friends of yours, man. You got Young Jock on the phone, Sue Solo, and Shouter Shouter with the Streets Morning Takeover. This is a morning radio show. And we have a segment on the show called Second Date Update. We just want to know if we can talk to you for a minute.
Okay, about?
Eva, we want to know if you're dating someone at the moment.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's what's up. How is your relationship at the moment? What's it like?
On hold.
Why it's on hold, sis?
Okay, so I got a feeling with this.
So
it's on hold because somebody overstepped some boundaries.
Who is the somebody, if you don't mind us asking?
TJ.
TJ. Okay, well, you know what? You won't even believe this, man. We about to overstep some boundaries because that's why we called you, because TJ called us.
Mm-hmm. Don't say.
Yeah. So what happened? What if you don't mind us asking? You know, he told us something about a Halloween costume and you possibly not celebrating Halloween. Can you fill us in as to why you put everything on hold?
Yeah, because I don't. Like we had that conversation already. I don't celebrate. I leave to go to work. I come home, nobody's home. He leaves a text message saying, "Oh, look, with a picture of my daughter dressed up in a costume." Mm. I was like, what? We only just been dating, like, not even at long for him to do that. Like, so I don't understand.
Well, you said you don't celebrate. Did you tell him not to have your daughter celebrating?
My daughter is me. I don't celebrate. Yeah.
Did you say, do not take my daughter trick-or-treating?
No, but he's not a child.
I feel you. Well, TJ is actually on the phone.
E, baby.
Who?
E.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand why you even acting like that, you know, because you really never even explained to me why you don't even celebrate Halloween. You know, you celebrate Christmas, you celebrate Easter, but you don't celebrate Halloween? Oh, no.
Well,
that's different. That's different. Halloween is a bad holiday. It's evil. They do bad things on that day. Like, if you wanted to know, you could have sat down and had the conversation with me instead of just, like,
playing
dead
and
just running off with my child.
All them excuses. Hold on, wait. I ain't just run off with your child. For one, you already knew that your child was at the house with me and where I was about to take my son to. And for two, you come out, people put stuff in candy. They do that on Christmas. What are you saying? You
know, I don't go around knocking on people's doors begging for candy on Christmas.
You got your daughter sitting on the grown man lap on Christmas for some candy.
That's a picture. You talking about Santa? Okay, go ahead.
But she's still sitting on his lap for a candy cane,
no,
right?
No, she don't. Wow. She stands beside him. She don't sit on his lap.
Yeah, you kind of crossed the boundaries.
So y'all don't feel like she's tripping?
No, well, I think you tripping.
Speaking of tripping, you go and buy her Catwoman? Catwoman for a little girl. A shiny little leather Catwoman suit to walk around and beg, knock on people's doors and beg for candy. And a little tail hanging on her tail. Like, what? Who does that?
I'm saying,
I didn't even know they made them that small.
Yeah, huh? They did.
You gotta fit in one.
What
is Boy just trying?
It sounds to me that TJ may be sincere in his approach, and you sound very sincere in your approach to let him know you is not with the BS.
Don't try you.
Mm. So it sounds like y'all two could be on the same page if we just make amends right here, and you know, y'all move on.
Now, E, I want to say this before you make a decision. Now, I do apologize. Now, the Halloween going trick or treating was too far, but I don't feel like the Catwoman, you know, suit was too far. So, you know, if you still want to be together, then I really like it. You know, I can see our future together. I won't go trick or treat no more or any of that.
Okay, I can't help but accept that. That's fine. I'll let you know. We'll talk about it.
Hell, I almost accepted them back for you. I almost made a decision for you.
He sounds like he's sorry.
The bus out of the Cat Susie the
Kid.
Hey, man, on behalf of 1-800 Injured the Bethune Law Firm, y'all gonna get hooked up with $100, man. Hey, man, we gotta talk about this, y'all. Y'all call us up. Second date update, man. 1-866-YUNGJOC. Keep it where you got it, Young Jack of the Streets Morning Takeover.